Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is pushing back against a proposed rule change from the United States Postal Service that could loosen restrictions on mailing certain firearms. Nessel joined attorneys general from more than 20 states in a formal comment opposing the plan, which follows a recent opinion from the U.S. Department of Justice declaring a longstanding federal mailing ban unconstitutional. That law, in place since 1927, has prohibited the shipment of certain concealable firearms through the mail. The coalition argues the executive branch does not have the authority to override a law passed by Congress, and warns that proposed change could make it easier for people to legally barred from owning guns, such as convicted felons or domestic abusers, to obtain them. State officials also raised concerns that mailing firearms without going through licensed dealers could make weapons harder to trace, potentially increasing investigative costs for law enforcement and straining state resources. In a statement, Nessel said the proposal could create a loophole allowing untraceable firearms to move across state lines, putting communities at risk. The multi-state group is urging the Postal Service to reject the rule, saying it would weaken public safety protections that have been in place for nearly a century. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris arraigned Shauna Lynn Guza on an embezzlement charge. The complaint alleges that on or about October 27th, 2025, Guza committed embezzlement as an agent or trustee involving $1,000 to $20,000 from Wooded Island. This felony carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison and or a fine of up to $10,000 or three times the embezzled amount. Prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski represented the state. Michelle Siev served as defense counsel for the arraignment. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to represent Guza for the remainder of the case. A probable cause conference is scheduled for May 14, 2026 at 9 a.m. with a preliminary examination set for May 22nd at 2 p.m. Interim bond was set at $3,500 and has been posted. Bond conditions include no contact with the victims, and Guza is prohibited from being on the premises of Wooded Island. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection, because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Huron County District Court before visiting Judge Frill. Michael Robert Champagne received his sentence today following a plea agreement. Champagne pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated first offense and responsible for refusing a preliminary breath test. A speeding charge was dismissed. The charges stem from a March 14th incident in Chandler Township where Champagne admitted to consuming 7 to 9 beers and 2 shots before driving. He drove approximately 2 miles without stopping for law enforcement and refused a roadside preliminary breath test. A subsequent blood test revealed a blood alcohol content of 0.251 grams. The court imposed a 6-month probation period, which includes participation in AIAP program and random drug and alcohol testing. Fines and costs totaled $935. Champagne will serve 1 day in county jail with credit for time served and faces license sanctions from the Secretary of State. Champagne, who has no prior criminal history, expressed remorse during the hearing. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.